And on our program today, we're joined by Bill Scaraboon, City Administrator. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
And joining us over here in the other chair, way over on the other side, Ron Kaler. Ron, welcome back.
Good morning, everybody.
Ron comes back once in a while. Like usually when we get ready for in the springtime, we're going to be dealing with lawns and getting all of those taken care of. And then in this time of the year, you get to transition away from that. It's now snow and more. Get those sidewalks cleared off, too.
Yes.
But I want to point out, people, he does a lot more than that, too.
Yes,
he does.
Who
wants to say?
I'll verify that. He certainly does.
Dealing with a lot of the nuisance abatements and things like that, Ron.
Yes, I do. Yep.
So what's the big issue going on right now?
In the city of Boone, if it's up to me, my opinion is a lot of the junk that people have accumulated in their backyards and whatever, and you know, they feel it's my property. I can just do whatever I want and put whatever I want on it. But I agree with that to an extent. But the city, you know, has codes that prohibit that. So that's the hardest part to explain to them that, you know, there's codes when you live in Boone. This is what you got to live by.
And I'm guessing a lot of it is you get complaints from neighbors.
Neighbors, absolutely. That's where 95% of it comes up. It's through a complaint.
It is. I'll just add on that. He's busy with the nuisance complaints and everything else he does. There isn't a lot of proactive where he's going out on his own and searching. I mean, he's responding to complaints.
Yeah.
Ideally, it would be nice if we had time where he could do some of that as well to help clean up those areas where neighbors are frustrated with what their neighbors are doing. But most of his is complaint-based related that he's responding to.
You got to go out and, again, try to keep the neighborhoods
right
working together.
Yep. And, you know, you have neighbors that are beside him that just, you know, their properties are immaculate condition, and then they just feel that the neighbor beside him is not keeping up to the neighborhood standard, maybe, if that's what you want to call But and so forth. But,
There are things within reason they can have on their property. Again, I go back to, I remember the abandoned vehicles or vehicles that were inoperable and unlicensed, and those are pretty standard.
Right. And you can tell, I can drive by a property and look at a car and see it, that thing hasn't moved in 6 months or more. But and then you'll go up and talk with the property owner and just say, what's your plans with the vehicle? And I said, it runs and everything. It just needs a battery, it needs a transmission, it needs this and whatever, but it runs, you know. And it's like, well, 30 days is what you're supposed to get on it. But, you know, you just deal with that a lot.
It's got to be challenging because some people will have good intentions. They just can't afford to get to it right away.
Right.
You don't have the time.
Right. You know, they spent a lot of money for that vehicle, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever, and they think it's still worth a lot of money, which could be, but.
Right. And our preference on this, too, is to work with the citizens who have some junk in their yards. Mm-hmm. Ron does a really good job of talking with the people, and that's really what we want. We want that interaction. Nobody wants a letter sent to them at their door, right, and read it. And so we try to work with them and actually meet with them. And like I said, Ron does a good job with that. But unfortunately, some circumstances, if we don't get that cooperation or we can't, they won't answer their door. Well, then we have to send out that letter per the ordinance and do that. But our preference is to talk with people and work it out and work out some sort of solution without taking any court action. Yeah. That is our preference.
So, bottom line, got that. Wintertime, snow.
Snow and ice on your sidewalks and so forth. You know, I found out I've done this two winters now, and we've had some pretty light snowfalls the last two winters. So, but I expect a bad one this winter. But you know,
well, last January was not particularly friendly.
Yeah. But you know, your business owners, they have 24 hours to get their sidewalks cleared. And business owners are usually pretty good. Very rarely do I have to go in and say, hey, you got to get your sidewalk cleaned out. Property owners, you know, like I said, last two snowfall, the last two seasons, we haven't had a lot of snow and so forth. I think last season it was, I did 14 sidewalks. And,
oh, that's
and these were just people that, you know, hadn't got it done. It was almost 12 days after. I just happened to drive by and see it, and I said, okay, well, I got to stop and tell them and whatever. But, you know, and it's a lot of looking at the forecast and stuff as well. Sure. I mean, if you get a snowfall, but then 2 days later it's going to be 50, 60 degrees, a lot of that's going to melt.
Yeah.
How much do we really want to, you know, harass the citizens, I guess, if you want to call it that, about getting your sidewalks cleaned and whatever. Mm-hmm. So you're just constantly looking at it, evaluating it all the time.
So only having about 14, that's not bad.
No, that's not. And, you know, like our snow ordinance, our goal is never to tow a car, right? Mm-hmm. We'd like them to be moved on their own. Same when it comes to snow removal. Our goal is that we never have to send out our city contractor that we contract with to remove that. Mm-hmm. And then there's a civil penalty and everything like that. We would prefer that everybody do it. You know, we don't enjoy sending them out and charging that fee. That's not what we're trying to accomplish here. But there are citizens in this community that enjoy walking in the winter. And they have every right to walk on the sidewalks free of snow and ice when they're walking around the city. So, you know, that's I think Ron gets complaints from people that are out, you know.
Again, complaint-driven most of the time.
And complaint-driven, exactly right. So we just ask for everybody to cooperate, and within that 48-hour window, please remove your snow and ice, you know, from the sidewalk.
It'll be a little new experience what we're going to be seeing downtown this year. So
kind right. of,
as Waylon called it, a work in progress. So
right.
we'll see how.
Sure.
Businesses will have a little different scenario there and stuff.
Yeah. But again, I found out most of your businesses, they want a clean sidewalk. They want their customers, whatever, citizens to have a sidewalk coming to their store and so forth and whatever. So businesses, I don't, you know.
They're pretty quick about it.
And they're quick. You can go in and talk to them, and usually within a half an hour or less, there's somebody out there clearing it out. So, you know.
Well, we keep, those are the challenges, too.
Yes.
So, the nuisance abatement, people tend to forget about that, but those are always constantly out there, and you just have to handle them each day. You help the building department a little bit with all of their stuff that's going on?
You know what? I tell people when I visit with them, I give them my business card. It's got all my contact information. Yeah. And I say, look, if you got a question, you're more than welcome. Start with me. I'll get it. If I can't answer it, if it's not my responsibility or whatever, I'll make sure it gets to the street department or the parks or David Aids, the
just whoever needs to do.
Whoever needs to. Yeah. I don't do a lot of the inspection stuff like, you know, for buildings and stuff like that. I know a little bit about it, but I can help out if you need it. Absolutely.
Yeah. I know they get awful busy with everything that's going on, Bill. That's one of the big things. A lot of building going on.
It is. We have a lot of things going on in this community, so that taxes the building department. And so Dave is in there, obviously, doing the inspection, and Mike, our maintenance person, helps him out as well on some of the inspections.
And you've had Ed kind Higgins of come back to help a little.
Yes. Ed comes back and works us a few hours each month to help us, particularly when we get a big project. You know, you got to go through all the building plans and the construction plans and everything like that. And that takes a lot of time that puts Dave in the office reviewing those when there's other contractors saying, hey, I need this inspected. So, we, you know, it's a challenge with the amount of things that we have going on right now. But, you know, they do the best they can there and try to get out as soon as they can.
You know, that's one of the things. Perfect example, they're looking at the plans for, like, Hunsucker's addition down here.
Right.
At the same time, they get called and come up, and we need an inspection here at Villas at Fox Point so we can move ahead with the next step on our project.
Yep. And then preparing for things that need to go in front of the P&Z committee and sometimes the Board of Adjustment. So they, you know, they keep pretty busy, and we're trying to handle all the work as best we can.
Get through it in a timely fashion.
Yes.
Well, we do have one of the other things, of course, that's coming up, and we'll throw in the reminder about snow ordinance and getting yourself signed up for the text messaging. That's probably the easiest thing to
do. It is.
Just
it is.
Get on that list.
And that information is on the website.
Yep.
Or just call Sherry at Public Works, and she can certainly assist you in getting signed up for those notices, whether it's eNotify or Nixle.
Yeah. The Boone Snow, all capital letters, 888-777?
I think that's right. I think that's right. I don't have it in front of me.
I have it somewhere around here, too.
So,
but
I think that's right. But anyway, again, call Sherry at Public Works.
They can easily help you out. All right. A lot of things, Bill, as we get ready to move into the month of December, you've got, one thing that's going to be coming up is going to be goal setting.
Yes.
Probably, what, first week of December?
It is. It's December 3rd, Tuesday, okay. December 3rd, 6 o'clock at the police department. And so staff is preparing for that. We go through that every year, as you know, with the elected officials so they can direct us at what they want us to accomplish. Now, mind you, we do this in December, but the goals that we put together that night, right, they're for fiscal year 26, which actually begins July 1st in 25. So
kind of like last year, the goals that were set, one of them was to have the Story Street project done.
Correct.
That one, done.
Right. That's done. Okay. Purchased some Christmas decorations, and that project's done. If you can see downtown, it looks really nice with all the decorations that Waylon Public Works and his people purchased and put up. And as always, right, nuisance and demolitions.
Nuisance
and
abatements. And that's Ron.
Ron prepares me a report every quarter. So that I can report on those, and I'll report on the fiscal year 25 goals update to the elected officials at goal setting as well.
The one that got put in there a while ago was codification, basically going through your ordinances, which does take a long time.
It does, and we are still working on that. That was a multi-year thing, and with, you know, we've been delayed some, obviously, to be totally honest, because of all the things that we have going on in the city, which are very positive, but it's kind of delayed getting that done, and we'll continue to work on that as we can.
So getting ready for that.
Right.
Already got the capital projects for the next year. Actually, again, a working document, 5 years down the road sort of thing.
Right.
But subject to change.
It is subject to change. Obviously, it's always subject to funding. Mm-hmm. CIP committee met a few weeks ago, and we kind of, as that committee does, finalizes what they want to go forward with. And of course, then department heads, as they put their budgets together, they consider that's the CIP and where that funding is going to come. And we hope in the end, right, when we get our budget balance, that a lot of those or most of them are covered with the budget. But sometimes that's just not possible with the amount of things that we have going. So it may have to be delayed a year or try to find another innovative way to get it done if we can't fully fund it.
So I would keep working at it.
And that's budget. We're working on budgets right now, you know, still for fiscal year 26.
Putting all of that together.
Yep. Several budget meetings will come up here in December to start putting that budget together. And then as we do get it together, then obviously we wait for our numbers, as we do every year, hopefully get them by the end of December, early January, and then go from there and see where we're at. If we need to make any adjustments, we'll certainly do that, and then do our budget presentation, you know, to the elected officials in January.
One of the things that that actually, as you're going into that, and we know with the legislature getting ready to go back, they're talking more about looking at property taxes. Again, had a lot of concern. Your first year going into that, what they had done previously, you were able to make things work pretty well. Minor percentage adjustment, things like that. Rates stayed unchanged. The actual asking up just a little bit, well within the parameters of what they were hoping for. Concerns about what you're looking at next year?
Yeah, we're going to have some meeting coming up here in December with some of the elected officials and staff with our representatives and have a conversation about that. We'll see what comes of it. I certainly think there's some concerns. I recently was at a meeting with some other city administrators in this area, and there is concern about you know, what the legislature may do in this session, and we'll have some conversations, and we'll see where it goes.
Okay. But again, part of it is being able to move ahead in a reasonable fashion and still plan your budgets without having to constantly. It looks like they're going more for, they keep trying to do public hearings to get people involved, but people just don't show up.
You know, they don't, and that's unfortunate. And as you know, we had a town hall meeting last week.
Yeah,
it was Thursday. And I can tell you the elected officials spent a lot of time on that, preparing for that, particularly the mayor and Councilman Mormon. And they kind of tag-teamed the town hall meeting. We had, you were 20, maybe?
I'm going to say somebody behind 20. Me said they counted about four dozen. So
Okay.
I thought that was a lot higher than I was counting.
Yeah, I was figuring 20 to 30. But if it is that, that's great.
Yeah.
It was very informative. I think it was well received by the people that attended, and I think some of those will be coming more in the future because of the amount of things we have going on. There are some questions, obviously, it's just too early we couldn't answer, but they did a great job.
I mean, people didn't. I think a lot of those people didn't realize how many housing units that are in the works at this time.
Right.
Some of them are rentals, but some are single family.
Right. Well. Just yesterday, I was out and about a little bit, and I took note of that, and I'm glad you brought that up. So if you look around town, we have the 22nd and Lynn, still some dirt moving, putting up houses. You have the Prairie View, dirt moving, roads going in out there on the south side, right?
They're pouring concrete at night.
Yep. You have Kate's Landing out on South Marion.
Yep.
And as well, we just approved a development agreement with Bella Homes for out there off West Park on the south side called Oak Park. That's 52 lots. And I was out there yesterday, and they're moving a lot of dirt already on that property. So there's four separate areas in this community where there's building going on for homes. And it's different homes, right? It's market rate apartments. It's the low to moderate income that's up, you know, on the north side. And then you have market rate rentals. And then as well, this new one that we just concluded, Bella Homes, it's called Oak Park. Those are going to be higher end homes. So I think we're hitting all. That housing assessment came out, you know, in 23. We are now looking at, with everything we have going on, maybe we need to relook at that. Not do a whole new one, but update it so that we're still on course with fulfilling the needs that we need here in the community for housing.
And I know,
and then Capstone.
Yeah. Capstone projects.
Right.
The two
schools.
Elementary and Lincoln.
Market rate apartments.
Yep. Well, the one thing I did want to ask is you have had other developers make contact looking more for what you call the affordable. Affordable priced homes, which would be kind of in the middle.
Yeah, workforce housing tax
credits,
yes.
So a perfect example would be like Elite. They've actually acquired a couple of homes that should be removed.
Yes.
Ron's going, yes, they should be. But they're looking at single family homes to be built in there.
They are. In fact, we'll have a public hearing Monday night, or we'll set a public hearing Monday night for a lot that the city demoed at 616 Harrison Street that Elite is looking at purchasing. We'll go through the public process, of course, and they're planning on putting a single family home there. What a great place that, you know, that's not a really huge lot, but they can make it work, and we'll have a new, you know, single family home there and improve that neighborhood.
One of the things working with, our alliance, I guess we'll call it that, our economic development aspect.
AIMS Alliance, yes.
The housing aspects of it, because there's a lot of people finding out we've had some excellent opportunities to help developers lift some of that risk, where they can get some of the tax credits, but they can also get other benefits from the city to kind of lift some of that risk that they take doing that building.
Exactly, and it's infill lots, right? In established neighborhoods, which are really good. So the positive is we've taken down a dilapidated home that needed to come down, and now we're replacing it with a new home. Ron works with me exclusively on the demos, and we probably have I'm estimating here, because it's been a while since I've looked at the list, 10 to 12 new homes in established neighborhoods were the result of demolitions and then working with a contractor to put up a new home. So, you know, we'll give them some incentives to help them. Mm-hmm. All contractors like free lots, right?
Sure.
And a couple of the ones we do, for an example, is we may sell it to them for $10,000, the lot, because mm-hmm. we try to recuperate some of our costs, right,
sure.
on the demo. And then once they get their CO from the building office, which means the house is built and they're going to sell it, then we'll rebate a certain amount of excuse me, what they paid for the lot back to them as incentive to take the risk and yeah. build. In essence, it's a spec home.
Yeah. So again,
it's worked out really well, and the city is very appreciative of the contractors that are willing to do that and taking that risk of building that yeah. you know, single family home. And so we try to be a partner with them as well, because the goal is to put the new home in the established neighborhood, and then mm-hmm. not only we recoup some of our costs of what we went through to demo it, but as well then we have a new house in the neighborhood paying property taxes.
Yeah, I go back.
And homes for people.
I go back to that housing study you did when, of course, what our median price was, our median age was about 100?
Yes.
That's an older.
The oldest, yeah. We have a lot of older homes in this community. There are other communities that have that too, yeah. but we have some old ones. And so that's why our demo program is so important, to get rid of some of those dilapidated homes that nobody is willing to live in. And then replace them, you know, working with local contractors to put a new home there.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of other things that are going on we can talk about. Obviously, sewer and water. So we don't today. We're looking at RFPs for administrators, people to help with the community development block grants.
Yes.
We've had the same group that's helped us for a number of years. Don't know if we're just looking for new. We have some pretty substantial projects that are coming up.
We do there with that facility study that was done with both water and sewer for the community for the next 20 years. Now, obviously, DAISY is a part of that, but this is a 20-year plan looking out. There are several projects, and so we've picked one from the water, one from the sewer or wastewater plant, yep. right, to apply for grant funding through CDBG. So we're required to take RFQs for a grant administrator.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that meeting is going on right now with the utility committee and Andrea. We had two, and so they're going to choose that one, and then they'll be our administrator for those grants. And what's a requirement of CDBG is to do a survey.
Yep.
And because of these projects, it won't be a survey in a certain area. It'll be a citywide survey. So the person that the organization that's accepted, you know, who we pick, will do that for us. And we'll get the results, and we have to hit a certain benchmark, right, that qualifies us to apply. A good example is the UV project. We got a $500,000 grant
yep.
for that project through the CDBG. So we're going to do two. You can only apply for one at a time, right? And then you got to finish that project, and then you can apply for another one. So we have identified those two projects, and we have at the last council meeting, if you saw the agenda, how many contracts were on that agenda?
And you have to break out the contracts for those.
So we had to have a separate contract for each of the projects we're applying for funding, according to the rules, and then another contract for all the other projects that we're doing at each facility. And then there was the RISE grant application and the contract for that for building Hancock Extension Drive. Extension.
There's a lot.
Yeah. We have a lot going on.
So, and it's budget time, too.
Yeah, and it's budget.
And it's budget time, too.
Yes.
Ron, once again, if it snows, people try to get your sidewalks cleared off.
Just within 48 hours of the I think if the snow falls like and ends like at 3 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 a.m.
But
the clock starts ticking toward the 48 hours, so forth. So just get it cleared out. And I want to kind of say one thing here. If you have a problem, say you get your snowblower out and something happens to it, and you're not going to be able to get it in there, give us a call. Let me know what's going on. And I can, you know,
You can work around it.
I can work around it, you know, or I can give them contacts of people that have snow removal services and stuff like that, and whatever. But communication, just let me know what's going on, and we'll work with you. Really will. We're not out to get penalties on everybody.
And if your snowblower breaks down and all of a sudden your neighbor comes and does it for you, you can say, okay, you got her done.
Yeah, so buy them a coffee or something.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go. Do you help at all with the snow ordinance when they implement that? Do they send you out at all on that, or do you just try to stay out of their way?
You know, I don't, for the snow ordinance, for the street and things like that, no, Wayland has a pretty good hold on that, I think, as well. So I haven't been asked, but that doesn't mean if they need some help, whatever, I could certainly do it. Get I certainly would.
And the PD keeps saying, please, we don't want to come around and issue a $10 parking ticket when the biggest cost is on the tows.
Right.
Make sure you get off. And that's the one time of the year when they are permitted to go and park in their yards or up on the parking. I know that's one of the things that the council did is allow that. So you can get those streets cleared up.
Right. Right.
Yep. We are in that time of the year again.
We are. It's coming fast.
All right. Thanks for coming and joining us, Bill Scare.
You're welcome. Thank
Ron
you.
Kaler.
Thank you.
Our policing officer, City of Boone. Thanks for joining us today.